Hi, this is Robin Duncan. With Lesson 54, we are learning about our thoughts and how our thoughts create 100% of the time. When we hold peaceful, calm thoughts, we create peaceful, calm experiences. When we hold fearful, worrisome thoughts, we are creating a world that is frightening and filled with lack and inconsistency. Today we are learning to leave a space and recognize that our thoughts are never neutral. We are always using them to create either positively or negatively, and both are not about the truth. The truth is within you, and just beneath the surface of your thoughts, all the busy thoughts of the day, are your real thoughts. Your real thoughts are those that align with your source and creator. Your real thoughts are those that produce only happiness, joy, abundance, health, and peace. Today, as we focus on that second paragraph, it says, "Let me look on the world I see as the representation of my own state of mind." Take a moment now to inventory your world. Are the people in your world showing up as love and reflecting back to you support, encouragement, inspiration? Are they mirroring to you all the happiness that you feel in your own heart? Or does the world show up as a place that's quite dark and challenging and persecuting? Do you find yourself struggling each and every day? This is not something to judge yourself with. This is something to do so that you can see that you're looking at your own state of mind. And if you're finding that you're having an unhappy experience, there is such a great opportunity for that to change. But we must question what we see, because what we see is simply a projection of our own thoughts turned outward. If we're feeling worried or frightened or overwhelmed or even lacking in the world that we see, this is the time to create that space within your mind, a space of surrender. Surrender simply means to turn over. It is not a sign of weakness or powerlessness. Today, let's just hold a space of true surrender, trusting that there is something that loves you deeply and dearly and wants to offer you a healed perception so that you can see through the eyes of love. See through and into the experience that God holds for you. The Course teaches us that what God has given has already been given. He is not withholding on us. And if we will make a space to remember what has been given, we will look out upon a world that is beautiful, complete, happy, consistent, and growing and expanding in joy. Today we will hold that space together, each one of us that are practicing here. Let us be committed and determined to see what it is that this higher consciousness is trying to tell us about. To the degree we have had misery to this point, let's be willing to see it differently. Today we will question the projection. We will question what we see with our eyes, and we will make a space for what is true. We have no neutral thoughts. We see no neutral things. We are never alone in experiencing the effects of our seeing and the effects of our thoughts. And today we are truly determined to see.